There are people who haven't talked to each other for a while or ever at all who are now talking to each other. To God be the glory. But we still, if not in some instances, what this time and this trauma has caused in this community at times, and this is not the mayor's fault, this ain't the police chief, this is us fault, our own thing. We have, in many cases, become even further entrenched in our biases, in what we think makes us more vested than others. So I hope, and I've taken a lot of time, I'm so sorry, but it's personal at this point.
Forgive me, Pastor, but what I'm sensing in the comments you just made is more than frustration. I'm sensing anger. for the benefit of our listening audience, he is nodding in the affirmative. Well, is anger the way to get out of this mess that we're in?
No, it's not. But as we've said on many occasions previous in this space, you gotta acknowledge and accept how somebody feels. And we have taken the humanity out of this whole experiment of community. I mean, even these are not respectful to the commission. These are not just simply strategies and recommendations. These are, in some cases, literally lifelines or shields of protection or reservoirs of resource, literally water for the sustenance and substance of people to be able to not just live, but to be respected and treated and honored to live as all of us are inalienably gifted to live. And it gets tiresome trying to explain to people why in the hell it's important that you let me live.